This call is being recorded.
Celebrate your graduation today.
This weekend
has been a big weekend for you.
You have many opportunities
to look at different ways of doing things.
Coming out on the other side
in the fifth dimension.
Today we want to recognize each and every one of us.
So come with me into that great temple in front of us.
Look at the beautiful flags around. The beautiful brass drums and gongs.
Upon the wall, beautiful silk tapestries. And as we walk into this building, there will be those to greet you.
Each and every one of you.
Has a guide.
Please come up to our group. Welcome you. Thank you for being here. And invite you to come off with them. Come with them. Follow this one. They have much to teach you. So as you move off into the various parts of this temple, come into a peace that you are exactly where you need to be at this very moment. Come into the peace and know
that you are the person you need to be in this moment.
So each of you in a private corner, a private spot,
and they're meeting with you.
They're asking you about
your life.
You are eager to share
with them because there is familiarity with this person.
You may ask questions of them. You may want to tell you of your next stages of your adventure.
It's a time to be able to reach down in your own soul.
And bring up anything that you have questions about today. There are those in this room from all planets.
From all galaxies.
Not only from this planet.
This is a place for you to get your answers today.
So as you have an opportunity to speak with this one mentor. Come back to your soul group.
They walk with you when they talk with you.
And once you are back with the group, you are ready to be received. By those who are in charge today of this wonderful event.
Those who are in charge give you something that will help you in your next trip. So you notice on stage that there are many people who are eating and talking and ready now for you.
And so this moves up towards the stage.
Moves amongst the people on stage.
And you notice that
you are handed a gift.
And this gift is
a white gown.
The golden. And as you are handed this, you are congratulated for the work you have been doing. There is great honor in receiving you. There is great honor in knowing you and working with you. And as each of you receives your gift one at a time, come down off the stage. Come back into your group. This white robe, the highest that you can attain in this 3D world,
fourth world.
This is you, your opportunity to be ready to receive
the blessings tonight.
So you take some time to
those in the room. Compare your stories.
See what they have gone through.
Share with them.
I am proud of the circumstances. I know that each of you carries deeply the understanding that things will be ready. You are going to be ready to stand and take the world as it comes
to you and move it back
into balance.
You understand balance. You understand neutrality. Each and every one of you has come to us at different times. Those of you who have not been with us and received gowns previously are now ready for the ground. You have made your way here.
We are pleased to move you ahead
and know that you will accomplish all things that are going to you because of your need to be of service.
Listen to the music in the room. Listen to the celebration that is being sung for you.
All those who are here today are here for you. All of those who are here for you are also here for them.
And are in place to assist the entire orchestration of change upon the planet at this time. Um. These are days
that are put forth
into your.
These are times now that you can look at your world.
The fifth dimensional view.
These are the times
to come forth. Rise above
and rise others who are still in the midst of battles.
And know that you have control of your thoughts,
your minds, and your actions.
We are
pleased to have come here today with us.
We are
pleased to know
that you
have graduated.
You
can celebrate with great ceremony the accomplishment that we have made.
So I will take now back to the group area. That golden light. I see that you are standing in a circle, and again, the circle begins to spin. Clockwise, and round faster and faster. It goes down through this pillar of light. Moving back into this room. Back into this experience. Each of you will stand in front of your body. You're at the soul chakra. Enter your body once again. Freeing it. Giving it light, love. That you will experience balance. We will be open for questions.
Now.
The phone recording is awful. You can't hear anything on this phone.
Muted. Otherwise, that's why we're getting the echo. Thank you.
And they don't think they're being heard. Okay, can I hear you?
Here on the phone, that whole meditation you guys did echoed so bad there's no way to hear anything you were saying.
Yeah, somebody had their phone line open, so we were getting major feedback.
Oh, okay.
Gotta have our phone lines closed. Unless we're talking.
Are there questions now that you have?
I have no idea what happened, so I don't have any questions.
I have a question for the people on the phone line. Do you know how to mute your phones? Because people, I can hear your breathing and motorcycles going by, and your phones are not muted. Thank you.
Mine's always muted.
Does anybody have questions?
I guess I'll ask a question. I don't know if you're able to answer it for me. I was not able at this point to see who my mentor was, and I was very much hoping to feel. Get a sense, and I was trying to do that, but is there any way you could give me a hint or tell me something about my mentor?
I do not like to say very much.
You say very much.
Cynthia, you can call.
Cynthia, you can call.
This is a male.
This is a male.
Who has lived many lives.
Who has lived many lives. Lived many lives.
He is indeed.
And he is indeed.
Your ear at all times.
So if you reach out for him in dreams,
he will tell you and whisper in your ear what his name is.
What his name is.
If one knows the name of their mentor, it may take you into a whole other area of study or investigation. It can tend to raise one's sense of ego. So sharing with another person, another being, even if you do not have a name, the sharing is what is important. The names you will have, we promise. All right.
All right.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, Lord, we're doing that. Thank you so much for being offering and sharing this experience with us. Incredibly brilliant. And any feedback about this radiant object that was given to me?
You are a
beam of light.
You are a beam of light.
And you are strengthened
and
aided
by working,
with yourself.
And this particular
energy object.
Is
one
in the future.
As you move along the lines of God,
it will help you strengthen
yourself.
All right. Thank you. Dear, could you please tell us the significance of this white robe? Last time we got golden robe. Now it's white. What did they from him? What is the significance of this robe?
We're glad you asked us.
We're happy to talk about. When you receive the yellow robes, these are robes you had accomplished, a group had accomplished, a level.
Which was well received.
What does the white mean?
What does the white mean? White is a more highly significant color.
Is a color of
purity. Is a color of purity. Is the color of innocence. Is the color upon which you can paint your creations and experience them
more fully.
More fully.
White
is the color.
Gives you the
opportunity for starting everything new.
All right.
Yes.
I have a question on the phone.
Then can that magnify the
battery 70%?
The healing that we received last evening. who our mentors are, or
that's very appropriate.
Meditation
and dreams are
the way that you connect with the world that you may not see,
but is equally real for you.
It is equally there for you. So yes,
definitely. Use the dreams as well as
meditation.
Go forth with your experience today.
See yourself in this beautiful white robe.
Golden belt.
See how you feel in this new realm.
In this new realm.
Time to create everything
that is in your heart.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is that okay to me on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear pretty much everything that went on, but I'm just guided to ask some questions that transpired before the call started. I keep hearing something about white robes, so I was guided to put on a white robe before this started, and I was guided to have a chalice present with me, so I was guided to polish up a silver chalice so I could have it for whatever transpired today. And elixir in it. Can you give me some insight if that had anything that to do with what you were talking about, since didn't really hear anything that was going on during this?
Well, your silver gun is not an aspect of what we shared today. The white robe definitely was.
So as you wore this during this meditation,
you also received from that.
And receive that in the creative visualization.
That will filter into you through your dreams.
The deeper meaning and the understanding of that which your mentors will also creep into you through your dreams. Okay.
I'm just tapping into the frequency because I'm not getting the words. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Here, Brother Moses keep telling me, get ready to go to India. He has been warning me so long. I just want to ask you, do you see? Why is with us?
Well, indeed, all of you will be sent
will
out
be to the sent
and breaths of the planet.
Yes.
Do you need to India?
To India?
You will go to India.
You will go
have
to India.
Family there to visit.
Work. Not to work.
You will have opportunities for traveling to
other interesting places
to accomplish
very,
very
much
the planet.
Planets.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is vision like when we were talking, giving us the road, that these roads are for special time and it has some significance. Temple ones who go to these temples have certain robes that they wear. It has certain significance to what the temple. Do you do what temple that read wear these robes?
These robes are symbolic significance for you. They are not necessarily something that you'll be
using as functional pieces.
These are robes you pull out of your
mind, place upon your body before you go to things that you are to go to.
When you are spending time
in prayer
and meditation,
visualization,
place on these robes.
When you go to other temples upon the planet,
will have particular robes
and gowns to wear in those.
You wear those
in accordance
with us.
We're not going to take rules or laws or anything like that.
For each of these times, and you will be able to meet without any need for pulling out the light. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As we move forth into being of service to others on this planet, the evaluation of the currency that is going to fund these trials for us.
Well, I am not one to fund all of these mundane activities.
those who have answered week to week by those who serve you.
Know them. That everything has come to pass. And you, leaders along the front lines, are the ones who are recognized today. Especially with the work this weekend, and will accomplish all coming into full appearance.
So, if we're getting glimpses increasingly of our service and our travels, Truly, it is not a singular path that you take. You have many to be of service to in that area, and you yourself need your own
personal
time, resting time,
Make sure you have that as you have your extended on others. This is the time too that you will find that things will be easier because
even though we will not speak of money,
there are other things
that are
coming to make the life on this planet easier. All right. Any other questions for the day?
But I am in deep gratitude. And thank you for this whole experience.
My heart
is so full of joy.
Full of joy with this weekend.
We have done to prepare this weekend to have it unfold perfectly for you. Perfectly for this group. We are all so excited about those things that you are accomplishing now and forever. We're so glad.
That you have this understanding that this is just a very wonderful journey. And we
are happy to be working with you beside you.
You're going to have your eyes so wide open
at the end of your journey with this third dimensional world.
You're going to have your eyes so wide open
when you move through light chambers into shifts and move into your own progression.
You are going to understand what your past lives have meant, what your other dimensional lives have meant. You are going to understand where you are going, why you are going. Will then be gods and goddesses ready to move into your new direction.
So we give you our blessings today.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. Namaste. I'm sorry, I'm a bad disconnect.